60 years ago today, 9 black teenagers in Little Rock, Arkansas, enrolled in the all-white Central High School after the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to strike down segregation laws. They went down in history as the Little Rock Nine. Youth Radio's Zia Tillett is a junior at Central High today, and she says going to school there, the sacrifices of the Little Rock Nine still feel very close to home.
When I was younger, the Little Rock Nine were recurring characters in my life. Growing up, there was even a painting of them in my house that hung over one of the windows. When I was little, I would look up at it as my parents would tell me stories about the Nine and their sacrifices.
It truly devastated our family unit.
That's Phyllis Brown, the sister of Minnie Jean Brown, one of the Little Rock Nine. This is from an interview she did with a local radio station, KWCP. Every year at Central High, my classmates and I revisit the story of the Nine, conducting oral history interviews with elders about the history of civil rights here in Little Rock.
What about you, sir? Do you think the colored students will show up?
If I got anything to do with it, they won't show up. Well, I think it's a break.
They were harassed, threatened, kicked, spat upon, called names, pushed down the steps. It should have been a natural thing. We're just going to school.
It's crazy when I think about how the Little Rock Nine were my age, just teenagers, when they were met with this angry, racist mob at my school. The governor of Arkansas at the time even called in the National Guard to keep the Nine out. Then President Eisenhower eventually had to call in the 101st Airborne Division to protect the black teenagers.
Such an extreme situation has been created in Little Rock. This challenge must be met. And with such measures as will preserve to the people as a whole their lawfully protected rights in a climate permitting their free and fair exercise.
Why does it take an army to escort 9 compared to 2,500 students at Central to go to school? So what happens is that your everyday aspect of life is disrupted and corrupted.
It's been 60 years since the Little Rock Nine broke color barriers in education. But living here, it doesn't feel that long ago. Central is desegregated, but like many schools across the nation, it's not exactly integrated. These divisions are clear-cut. Black students eat in the cafeteria, white students eat on the patio. Central has AP, or advanced placement classes, but those classes tend to be mostly white. As a biracial black and white female, it can feel like I exist between two worlds. Even though people of different races go to the same schools in 2017, we are not necessarily living in the same version of America. So every year, when my classmates and I revisit the story of the Little Rock Nine, I don't just celebrate the freedoms we've won. I think about the battles still to come. For Here and Now, I'm Zia Tollett.
And Zia Tollett's story was produced by Youth Radio. If you want to be a part of a live Twitter reenactment from the students at Central High School's Memory Project honoring today's anniversary, follow at Youth Radio, hashtag LR9Live. That's at Youth Radio, hashtag LR9Live today. Give them some followers.